There's a donut shop in Portland, Oregon, right? It's Pip's Original Donuts, and they put an ad on the paper. They're hiring, except for they don't want to hire vegans. They said, if you have any non-medical dietary restrictions that will stop you from accurately tasting, representing our treats, and maintaining quality control, you can't work here. So now all the vegans are mad because they have donuts. Now, you know, donuts have bacon on them, and there's gluten in them and all this stuff, soy, dairy, nuts. So vegans are protesting outside saying that their dietary restrictions shouldn't affect their ability to get a job.
But on the flip, if that's what that company are looking for, they want people who can sample what they sell.
Yeah.
And so they say, oh, listen, have that bacon donut. That's great. Well, if you've got someone who's never had it before and that's part of the gig, then it is what it is.
Butcher shop hire you? Just because they're hiring and you're a vegan, do they have to hire you even though you don't fit the position?
It depends. I guess it depends on what their business model is. Like this donut shop, if their business model is, we like people who can actually, you know, eat our donuts. Yeah. So we look for people, you know, who will be able to sell those items.
Or the other side of that, does everybody have to be able to? If you have 10 people working there at any given time, can 9 just taste them and say it tastes good? And you can do 8 out of 9, so they like this. Or does it have to be 9 out of 10?
No, it has to be everyone. And the thing is, and I could be wrong when I say this, but there's all these things like gluten and all these people who are, you know, have problems with that kind of stuff. Like, how did, like, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, how did people manage then? It seems to be, everyone seems to be allergic to something.
And
I have a nut allergy. But it's weird how it seems, to be a thing. Like, how did people survive years ago? Like, was these things out there then or were they not? Is this something new because it's all chemicals and crap that's pumped into food?
You always had a nut allergy or is that just recent? Is that a recent?
No, that's
recently acquired.
It's hereditary. My grandfather used to have it as well.
Yeah, so people had it.
Yeah. But how did people used to cope with it is what I'm driving at. Like, there never used to be, say, 10 years ago, there was never a gluten aisle in a grocery store. Like, it was a rare thing. Like, but now it's there. Like, how did people survive years ago?
Go back 200 years when they used to have to hunt down tigers or bears, whatever it was, squirrels, whatever they. We develop as people.
Yeah, I just want to know how you survive.
Hey, I don't feel good. If I take this out of my diet, I feel better.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Venus.
Hi, Venus. What's going on?
Not much. Okay, so I am a vegetarian. I'm not a vegan, but I would kind of have to go with the shop here. I kind of am on their side. If you can't do your job, why would they hire you?
Venus,
like, I don't necessarily think they should say, we're not going to hire you. Let whoever wants to apply. But, I mean, if you can't do your job and part of your job is tasting the donuts,
As a vegetarian, though, Venus, if you wanted this job, you're like, I really like donuts. I want to work at a donut shop. I like, this is perfect for me. The hours were perfect. Would you be offended if they're like, hey, listen, we have all kinds of donuts and you have to taste every single one? Wouldn't you be like, can't I just taste the blueberry one? Why do I have to taste the bacon one?
I wouldn't work in a place that puts bacon on a donut anyway.
Okay.
Because that's just nasty. Like, even before I stopped eating meat, I didn't eat bacon and pork products. So.
Well, you're a crazy person, then, because bacon is sometimes the only reason I get through my day.
Well, maybe you should try vegetarian bacon, because it doesn't taste like regular bacon, and it's still delicious.
No, it's not. It's hard. I was vegetarian for 5 years, right? So, Venus, I'll tell you, I didn't know growing up that meat wasn't a special section on the animal. I didn't know that it was just all muscle. I thought it was a special section on the animal. And somebody told me, I was 19 years old, and they were like, hey, you know, it's just muscle, whatever's underneath the fur. And I was like, oh, God, I can't eat that. So I went vegetarian because I was so grossed out. And I ate those stupid Morningstar bacon strips that you just have to burn them to get them to taste like anything besides chemicals. It's horrible.
I love it.
Venus is like, I'm never calling you again. Thanks for sharing your story.
I really do. But I don't like the Morningstar ones. I like the, it's like new meat or something like that. It's really good.
New meat.
Do you eat, cheese though and stuff? You eat dairy products?
I do. I eat dairy products. But I don't eat anything that, you know, once had eyeballs.
That's a good way to think of things.
The whole vegetarian thing just intrigues me because aren't we as humans natural meat eaters?
Bite into it,
you know.
Well, you know, honestly, I stopped eating meat because I never felt good after I did. Like every time I would have chicken or anything, even fish, my stomach hurt, my head hurt.
Mm.
I was like, you know what? This is really stupid. If it hurts, don't do it.
There's some meme that says, how can you live when you're putting dead things into your body? You're killing like celery and stuff when you rip it up out of the ground. It's no different. It was
right.
Alive.
I don't really judge people for not eating. Like, they want to eat meat. They don't have to eat meat. But, you know, I just choose not to.
All right.
That's my choice.
Venus, thank you for checking in.
You have a good morning.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Every guy was like, I liked her. And then she said no to meat.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Jennifer.
Jennifer, what's going on?
Not much. On my way to work.
What are you calling for? What can we do for you today?
Well, I was calling in to comment on the vegan and the donuts.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Not hiring. To me, it's just like a job requirement. If a job requirement is required that you taste the donuts and you're a vegan and you can't have bacon, it's no different than being a doctor and having a job requirement as, you know, for a 4-year degree from college.
Yeah. Construction crews aren't hiring quadriplegics. You can't work. No. You can't do it.
Absolutely. So that's my thought. It's a job requirement. So if you don't meet the job requirement, then don't apply for the job.
It does not apply. Uh-huh. Jennifer, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Milton.
You're on your way to work. Do you meet all your job requirements? Is there something you hate? Is there something you absolutely hate doing at your job?
I'm a property manager, so we get complaints about crazy stuff, but I wouldn't say that there's anything I don't like.
Well, thank you for checking in. Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
You can tweet at Pet Your Name here 424-1234 to be part of the show.